Welcome to an exclusive SearchDataManagement.com podcast. I'm Hannah Smaltry, Senior Site Editor. Today, we are bringing you a podcast about how to develop a sustainable data integration plan for business intelligence projects. Business intelligence, or BI systems, are really only as good as their data. If the data isn't accurate, current, and complete, the insight from BI systems can be flawed, and worse, people can start to distrust the system or not use it. It's essential to have a sound data management infrastructure and a sustainable data integration plan for any business intelligence project. To learn more, we called on expert William McKnight, Senior Vice President of Information Management for Conversion Services International. CSI is a provider of a new category of professional services focusing on strategic consulting, data warehousing, business intelligence, and information technology management solutions. William is an award-winning IT executive in data warehousing and information management. He is a SearchDataManagement.com expert and has a monthly column in DM Review. William frequently keynotes and speaks on the subjects of information management, data warehousing, and business intelligence. He serves as a judge for industry awards and is an active information management practitioner. Thank you so much for speaking with us today, William.
Thank you, Hannah. Great to be here with you.
Now, what is different about data integration for business intelligence than some other sort of data management projects people might be using data integration for?
Well, first of all, Hannah, let me quibble a little bit with your terms here, make sure we all can get on the same page. I believe that most data integration is either directly or ultimately for business intelligence purposes. And I'm using a broad definition of business intelligence there to include not only the direct access that one might have with data, but also the embedding of decision-making, scorecarding, KPIs, those sorts of capabilities within our operational environment. And so when you start talking about integrating data from different systems, I kind of feel like that you're doing it for business intelligence, that is the main goal of why you integrate data.
That makes sense. Do you think people have any misperceptions or anything around data integration for BI?
Integrating data, again, it's the most important thing in regards to business intelligence. You really can't have it without good data integration. And really, ETL is being rephrased as data integration. So, because we're not just taking data from where it is and we're moving it someplace else and we're putting it into silos within that other environment. That only solves a basic problem, and that problem is access to data in the old environment. It doesn't solve a lot of things, including it doesn't integrate the data. So to integrate the data, your model has to be a superset of all the piece parts that you're bringing in. It also has to be done consistently, and we'll get into some of the other things, I'm sure, here around how that data needs to be integrated. But I guess the point now is it's not just simply a forklift and drop in a different environment.
That leads perfectly into my next question. How do you start designing data integration processes for BI? What do you really need to consider?
Well, I think how a lot of people go about it is the wrong way. So I'm going to mention that first. And that is, they take a look at their source systems and they say, okay, what's available here? Well, let me model that directly from the source system. Let me model that here in my new integration environment. When in reality, what should be done is we should look at the business first. So where do you start? You start with the business. You start with business modeling. You start with conceptual level business modeling. Then you decompose those entities over time into their logical representations and their physical representations. And that way, you can have an iterative project around your data integration, and you can still get it all the way out to the enterprise eventually. So you start designing data integration processes at the business level, and then you have an eye on what's available in the source system. But you don't start there.
We're hearing sort of this trend toward real-time BI. If somebody wanted more real-time information in their BI system, what do they need to know? Does that make data integration harder?
Well, there's a couple of approaches one can take for their real-time needs. One is to make our data warehouse a little bit more of an operational data store type of an approach where you're immediately feeding the operational transactions into this data warehouse, so you make your data warehouse real time, but a lot of operational systems mostly won't cooperate with that type of strategy because they're built with older technology. There's not people around that understand it a lot of times, and it's running the business, and a lot of them just weren't built to scale out to also include extracts in there throughout the day when they're trying to run, you know, daily transactions. So we end up with usually a combination of trying to do some of these things in the operational environment and doing batch loads combined with some occasional, where possible, real-time extracts. So there's really two basic approaches, and usually you end up in between, right? There's the batch-oriented data warehouse with a lot of operational BI, and then there's the real-time data warehouse.
Are there any sort of new tools or methods emerging for real-time data integration that you'd recommend or recommend against?
Well, I'm pretty favorable to a lot of the EII, Enterprise Information Integration, type of approaches, not only for basic data interchange in the operational environment, but even for some data queries that require integrated information across operational systems. At some level, the EII approaches can actually accomplish that form of business intelligence.
And EII, is that's the same thing or similar to data federation? That's a federated approach?
Yes, somewhat. In a federated approach, you have actually pulled that data from source, maybe put it into different places like different data warehouses. So we might be talking about different sources or whatever. But usually in a federated architecture, there is that layer where you physically bring that data together and integrate it. It's just that you're integrating a limited amount of information instead of at the enterprise level. And so federated is one of those words where you really have to define it more. I mean, there's federated query, which is what EII is talking about, but there's federated architecture, which may or may not be, depending upon whether you're establishing that additional federated layer in the architecture.
Thank you for clarifying that. Now, you've had quite a lot of experience with BI and data warehousing programs. What are the two or three most common mistakes that you've seen organizations make when they're designing their data integration strategies for BI, and how should you avoid those traps?
Well, I've mentioned some of them here already. Focusing too much on source, making it too much of a bottoms-up approach where, well, we need this query run, so where's the data for this query? And, okay, let's pull that data in, and let's not remodel, but let's just satisfy that query, and we'll kind of build up from there. There has to be some element of a top-down approach. And if you get that data model right, your program from that point forward will be so much more efficient. I see so many BI programs that are running around in circles, not able to answer questions, putting way too much staff, way too much time on problems, on queries and reports that are necessary, simply because the data model wasn't done to the standard of the business. It wasn't done with the business in mind, and so there has to be all these workarounds for the data model. Put some effort and energy into building out that data model, and then populate it.
So finally, William, this might expand on your last answer. What is your best advice for designing a BI data integration strategy that is flexible, adaptable, and just really sustainable for the long haul? Like, how do companies make sure that their data integration processes can really scale with their BI program?
Well, if I'm talking about what's really, at the end of the day, going to make data integration work, I've got to mention business involvement in making that happen, and making sure you get the right people in the business, on the project, as extended team members, working with the data model, working with the transformations, working with all the integration points, and getting their buy-in that you are integrating and you are cleansing that data that goes into the structure in such a way that they can use it in the ways that they need to use it. So definitely get business buy-in architecturally. I just got to come back to the data model is so important. Get it right. Put some energy into that data model. Let there be some top-down to that data model development. It's not all bottoms-up. And also, you can also layer the architecture if you start running into concurrency issues or even security or ownership-type issues. You can layer off other layers subsequent to your main data integration layer, where you give certain departments or individuals their own data to work with. However, it is important to have that overall enterprise data integration layer where everything henceforth comes from. That way, everybody is working off the same set of definitions, the same set of integration rules that were established by the business.
Thank you again for speaking with us today, William McKnight. To learn more about William McKnight or Conversion Services International, visit csiwhq.com. That's csiwhq.com. And to learn more about business intelligence, please continue to turn to searchdatamanagement.com. You can pose your own question about business intelligence or data integration to William McKnight via our Ask the Experts section, or you can ask our many other experts questions about any data management topic, such as data integration, data quality, master data management, data modeling, data governance, or a host of other subjects. Make sure to browse our many business intelligence case studies, articles, advice, and resources. And don't forget that searchdatamanagement.com's RSS feeds are a great way to stay on top of the most important news and trends in the market. And if you have your own story, thought, or idea to share, please email me anytime. Once again, I'm Hannah Smoltry, Senior Site Editor for SearchDataManagement.com. You've been listening to an exclusive podcast about how to develop a sustainable data integration plan for business intelligence projects. Thank you for listening, and have a great day.